yo, Victory Light 120 guard, you know what I'm saying? It's 120, haha. Yo, we talk about Klarna today, and is it too Klarny? You know what I'm saying? Is it cooked? Airbnb, also, is that fried in Spain? It might be. It might be paella in Spain at this point. Gen Z's work ethic. Do y'all have it or do you not have it? And should you have it? You know what I mean? Also, is your partner your biggest hater? Justin and Hailey Bieber are the example. You know what I'm saying? Also, we're going to talk about gambling. Is it an addiction or are you just soft?
A victory light.
Yeah. Yo, listen, we did TV Magic and we changed our clothes. You know what I'm saying? Part of it.
Yo,
she said, "Why would you say that?
Why would you say that,
I wish I had
the extendo hands.
I wish I had darts that I could shoot through my nails, like little baby knives that just pierce your skin.
Wow, baby knives
women
that pierce my skin.
Women in tech. Yes.
Baby knives that pierce your skin. I feel like I want to hear Rainey sing that, like in like a goth type.
I feel like we could get him to
baby
do it.
Baby knives that pierce your skin.
Baby knives that pierce your skin. I want to poke you in your.
Yo,
you know every goth song they gotta hit the.
Yeah. No, it's Victory Light, you bitches. You know what I'm saying? We gave you the foreskin last episode. Now you're getting the whole shag.
That's right. Now
you know what I'm saying?
Now we're giving you the whole cock.
Yes, we are converting Liz Mao into a socia.
And she said cock to C-A-W-K. Listen, this is Victory Light, you motherfuckers. You know who's in the building. It's your boy, the Cameron, Human Direct Flap. We got Rainey Ovaida. Yep,
that's right. You already know. You already know, baby. We smoking on Ferrazamo.
You know what I'm saying? Young Drumless. You know what I'm saying? He's all flats. You know what I'm saying? When he go to Wingstop. Yo, we got the super bitch of New York City. God damn it. La Matatada. Elizabeth Ortiz. You feel me? She got a compound in DR that she's ready to flee the country. You know what
mind
I'm saying?
If
she
gets too hectic.
That's right. Mind your business, because if the Knicks take it all, I'm launching my cannabis service, and it's going to be called Carl Anthony Pounds, baby.
Oh,
all
right? No. Carl Anthony Pounds. Oh, no.
Yo, if you need any kind of marketing, bro, reach out to Rady. He got the slogans for you, all right?
Oh, you mean Cap?
Yes, exactly, Cap. If anybody tries to sue me for selling Reggie, I'm going to be like, well, it's right in the branding. You can see it. It's Cap. All of it.
Come on.
All
no.
of it's Cap. Yeah.
Oh, of course. The show ain't the show without the behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying? It's mm-hmm. Min Tran, the Freaky Man, producer of the year, goddamn it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Queens get the money in the building. You know what I'm saying? Of course, the audio god.
It's Hassan, run! Man, get the fuck out of here! Hassan!
Oh, shit!
The most chaotic drop ever.
Yo.
Oh, fuck, it's Hassan!
Yo, imagine we do that drop and he's using like an R&B night.
Yo,
get ready for the sexy sounds of Tamia.
Yo, it's Hassan!
All you hear is,
it's never as good as the first time.
Yo, it's Hassan!
Never as good.
Holy shit.
Yo, just Rainey screaming into interrupting Georgia Smith. That's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Listen.
Oh my god. That was rich.
Yeah, we talked about a lot of shit last episode, you know. But we've been talking. A running theme with us has been recession indicators. Mm-hmm. Klarna was the first recession indicator. Like, yo, we financing burritos and fucking DoorDash. Now Klarna is Klarna. You know what I'm saying? You could pay for Klarna with Klarna now because them niggas, they ain't banked. They're not cooked.
Yeah.
But they lost like, I believe it was like 90 million.
Nah, that's all.
Consumer credit losses shot up to 136 million, Woo! 17% higher than Q1 2024.
God Jesus damn.
Christ.
So yeah, they lost more money than Donald Trump lost in his entire life, which is saying a lot. You know what I'm saying? And they're fried. I keep it a bean. I don't understand this model. I feel like I might be too old, bro. I feel like I might have handed people too much cash and got change to understand like Klarna.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that shit sounds like the alien that was trying to get me on the ship. You know what I'm saying? Like, does not sound like a real thing.
It's because capitalism thrives on getting over on people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, if you present them with an option that is like relatively ethical, motherfuckers got other shit going on in their life, bro. They put that shit on Klarna because they couldn't pay for it right away.
Yep.
What did you expect to happen? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, fam.
I would get in the meeting with the CEO and be like, yeah, bro, we expected this.
Mm-hmm.
We absolutely expected people who are in debt to also be more in debt.
More in debt?
Yeah.
That's the crazy shit to me. It's just like, I imagine like the Klarna headquarters. You know what I'm saying? Like a long ass table with like 30 people sitting at the table, and the one dude in the front at the head of the table being like, oh, "We lost $195 million."
You have to correct your accent, Mero. They're headquartered in Stockholm, Sweden.
Oh, we lost $195 million.
But how can this be?
Apparently Americans like to take credit and then continue to take credit.
No, false stuff. First of all, Falstaff, this is impossible, all right? Because if
Bjorgen,
you look...
tell me, explain this to me, Bjorgen.
If you look at our business model, you can see that we have consulted the ancient ice of old. And once...
Bjorgen, I must stop you right there.
The crystal foretold
Bjorgen,
it.
Bjorgen.
Falstaff.
Bjorgen.
Falstaff, this is why your wife left you.
Bjorgen.
Hi.
You're listening to too much of the Joe and Jada podcast. That is where you got that story from.
I feel like your accent is turning Indian now.
Damn,
bro.
You'll be rolling.
Damn, son.
Yeah, y'all know who y'all sound like? Y'all sound like the motherfucker who tried to burn Queen Latifah's fucking beauty supply down. Y'all don't remember?
In Beauty Shop?
Her Beauty Shop, yeah.
Oh, I was like, what?
Y'all don't
I thought
remember
you said
that
real
long-haired
life?
Motherfucker?
Yeah. Beauty Shop was crazy because it was just barbershop with women and then a James Bond villain.
What the hell was that? Evil. Last hairstylist.
That was a focus group ass movie, dog. They were like, what if we do barbershop for bitches?
Yep.
What do you think?
What do you think, Neil? All right, now hear me out. Barbershop for the hoes.
and they fucking cook.
They went crazy.
I love that movie. I watch that shit at least once a month.
Bro.
That's a hood classic.
Bro, listen.
But it's fucked up that you said that, and I got shook because I was like, yo,
what do you
mean?
They
burned down her stuff. Like Queen Latifah over there fucking braiding somebody's hair, bro. Yeah. Queen fucking Latifah.
Listen, bro, you could go to Yonkers and catch Jada at the car wash right now. Okay? I don't put it past Queen Latifah to be.
I'm outside in my house shoes, Daddy. I'm just trying to get the whip clean.
Yeah.
It was a little musty. It needed to be Pepsi Blue.
Bro, Jadakiss doesn't know he's famous in the best way.
Yes.
Cause like he just be on IG Live arguing with randos about football.
Yo, straight up.
Just unk shit. He be chaperoning his kids' field trips.
Yo, you serious?
Yeah.
You trying to tell me Jaden Daniels is better? Daniel Jones is better than Jaden Daniels? Yo, come on.
You bugging. Yo, Saquon.
You bugging.
Y'all counting Saquon out cause he went to that dinner at the White House, Daddy.
That
don't got nothing to do with the game.
He leave it all on the field.
It's like 10,000 people in his life.
we love you, Jada. New music. Yeah. He's like, yo, let me tell you something about Terry McLaurin. I'm like, nigga, what? Yeah. What are we talking about, bro?
It's great.
Jada's
want my son to be a middle reliever.
My God.
Oh, shit.
You see, I could watch a full sports show of Jadakiss just doing the talking behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Explaining what's happening
that.
And shit.
When he came on 7 p.m. with Mello and shit, he was like, yo, I want this shit to go the other way. Where it's like, they got like Skip Bayless and like the old white dudes talking about sports. He's like, I want niggas like me on First Take, like talking about sports. I was like, I would fucking, bro, I would get cable again just for that.
Yeah.
Would you put it on Klarna?
I don't know how to use it.
It's not like you. It's not like you gotta pay that shit back,
right? It's not far fetched.
Yo, which is crazy because I seen a TikTok of this dude who was like, "Well, you know what the way things are going in this country." I thought he was about to say some racist shit. The way things are going in this country, you know, I said, "Fuck it," and I said, "You know what I wanted? I've always wanted all my life my own in-ground pool," and I said, "You know what? I'm taking out a loan." and I'm going to build me my pool. So I took out a $60,000 loan, and I built me my pool, and I'm going to enjoy that pool. And I ain't paying back that loan. What they gonna do? Come get the pool? You know what I'm saying? And I was just like, this nigga. I was like, bro, they not gonna take the pool. They gonna take your house.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about? Nigga trying to go to war with the bank? Yeah. Like, yo, you're tweaking, bro. Like, what the fuck? Even that Connor, they're like, this guy is bugging the fuck out.
Yeah. Honestly, it's ridiculous. Falstaff, do me a favor. Find out if Bjornsson was the one that approves this loan. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. He has no business acumen.
Oh my God.
No business acumen whatsoever.
Bro, we talk a lot about like how American citizens are like not really like on the up and up, yeah, intelligence wise. Bro, that was like the prime example. Because all the comments was like, yo, bro, do you know what garnishing wages means?
Yeah.
Like, and it was, but then there was mad other people that's like, yo, he's like 68, nigga. Like, he ain't gonna live.
He's not gonna,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So he good.
Yeah, he's chilling. He's gonna swim.
It's gonna take him at least, what, 6-7 months to even find out about the shit. And yo, enjoy your swimming.
Yeah, Tyler, whatever the fuck it is, Cletus, whatever name is. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, everybody's fucking losing money. Everybody's fucking fried. Airbnb is fucking fried because Spain was like,
can we get a round of applause for that?
Yeah.
Round of applause.
Yeah. Make some fucking noise.
Round of applause for the downfall of Airbnb.
I never thought that I would be like, yo, hotels are lit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
They always
like,
have been.
I feel like we lost, you know, when you with somebody for too long and you lose sight of the love.
Yep.
That's what it was with hotels.
Yep.
We lost the light. And then we saw Airbnbs.
Talk
and we was like,
it.
Yo, oh, so we could vacation and also have like a backyard and
a
kitchen.
Wow.
Oh, that's nice. And then these motherfuckers started beating the shit out of us once we got there.
Yo.
And making us clean up after ourselves.
Yo, that's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, here's a $300 cleaning fee, but yo, make sure you keep the house clean.
Yeah, because if you don't, we're literally going to kill you as soon as you get off the flight.
Straight up.
Yeah.
We're going to lock you out on your last day.
Dog, I stayed in an Airbnb once for my ex shorty's birthday, and it was like a pretty pleasant experience because the hosts were there,
mm-hmm,
and they were like attentive, and my shorty got sick in the middle of it, and like the hosts, it was a married couple, the wife was Japanese, she made my shorty cold noodles, like soba.
Oh shit.
Like, aww, a little snack. Yeah, because she was like, oh, he told me you weren't feeling well, here you go, have some soup. Like, I'm like, what the fuck, this is amazing.
That's so sweet.
But that's like one in every like 1,000 Airbnb experiences.
Yeah, dog.
Sometimes you have hosts that are fucking amazing. Like,
yeah.
That's the thing. That's the thing. Even though Airbnb was good, it hurts to see the loss. I'm just happy because now I could probably buy a fucking house. Maybe yeah. I could buy a house.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know, but in Spain they just closed about 65,000 locations.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because people can't find homes. These places are just vacant. And then people come in out of town. And I don't know, bro. I think it's crazy for you to say, yo, I'm gonna charge you $400 for a cleaning fee, but clean up after yourself.
Clean up after yourself.
Now I'm the person who whatever I do, yo lo arreglo.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not
even at hotels.
Yeah, literally. Like, don't be fucking disgusting on purpose,
right,
because you know somebody gotta clean
my
it up.
My name is on this shit.
No,
bro.
Right. But I don't why I gotta wash your clothes, bitch.
Yeah,
like, this is not mine. Why?
Yo, wash the pillowcases and the sheets. Like,
the
fuck
hamper,
you, nigga.
The hamper was already full when
yeah,
I got here.
You know?
You telling me what the fuck? I gotta buy Jabón de Cuava for you?
Right.
For you? That's crazy. I stayed in one in LA, bro, and I knew something was weird because they had way too many cameras in the house. So I was like, yo, and it said no smoking in the house. And I was like, all right, I ain't gonna smoke in the house. Respect. You know what I mean? Like, follow the rules. There was a whole binder full of rules, by the way. And
of course.
So I go out to the pool where the pool is at. So I'm sitting out by the pool, smoking my little thing, and phone call. I'm like, what the fuck, bro? To my phone. I'm like, how the fuck? I picked the shit up. Oh, hey, sorry. There's a no smoking policy in the house. Nigga, what
the
fuck?
In the house?
Yeah, I was like, bro. I was like, who is this? Oh, this is your host. Yeah, there's no. It's not in the house. It's on the premises. Yeah, sorry.
Wow.
I didn't make that clear. I was like, bro, are you watching me?
Right, like,
he's
what
got a
fuck?
Wall of CCTV like a goon case.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
I'm about
yeah,
to say, like,
yeah,
yo, that's creepy as fuck. I'm like, cause yo, the house was kind of nice and it was kind of big,
mm-hmm,
and it was more than one person staying there. So in my head, I'm like, bro, do y'all be doing like?
He was Morgan Freeman in The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Just like, in front of that shit, watching the city going, this is wrong.
Sound like Cleveland.
some hosts and some like owners be mad tedious. Like they watch you. They be having cameras in the fucking house, bro.
That's good for them, bro.
Like I understand having cameras outside the crib because you gotta see what's going on, who's coming inside, who's going out. But sometimes they be wilding, bro. You can't even fry an egg in that bitch.
Bro, why is there a camera in the toilet?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like,
you know what I'm saying? That's for your own content.
Yeah, that's for you to sell on. That's for you when you log on the Tor browser and then you sell it on the back page size. Y'all think I don't know.
I don't even know what that is. I'm freaky. Shit.
Freaky ass criminals. I'm on to you. All right.
A victory light. A victory light.
I'm dating myself again, bro. I'm getting a little bit off topic, but it's fine. Remember, like, there used to be a whole category on Pino sites that was called upskirts.
Yeah.
That it was just like people looking up women's skirts. I was like, this is wrong.
Yeah.
Like, this gotta be, there's no way that this is like.
It's illegal.
Yeah, this has gotta be illegal. Also, like, if you're doing it for, like, and it's like a bit, like, it's consensual sounds crazy, but if you're doing it for real, like, yo, I'm hired to do this and you're gonna just follow me and we're gonna pretend. That shit's gotta look mad weird, bro. If you at the mall mm-hmm. with like a glass on your shoe and you just putting your foot up and like and shorty thought like that, yeah. Like, just you know what?
Who's jerking off to that?
That's what I want to know. That's what I want to know because there's a lot of shit that I'm like, I don't.
This is what I'm saying. You motherfuckers like this. This is what I'm saying. We need a separate list. All right? We need a separate list that's not crazy, right?
Yeah.
But it's just a little fucking odd. All
you
right?
know what I'm saying? Like,
what are you doing?
Yeah, I keep the incest stuff over here. Just give me like regular blowjob.
Right. Like what happened to just sex?
Yeah, yeah.
No, like, you gotta follow shorty around. She just got off of work. What the fuck are you doing, bro?
What is this?
Nah, motherfuckers bro, belong in jail.
Yo, no kink shaming, bro. Prison. But like, you know.
Prisión. La cárcel.
Yo, la victoria.
So now I have to bear this cross forever?
Yes, you do.
That's crazy, bro.
Yo, bro. That is such a weird. I feel like it started in Japan, too.
Nah, up.
Well, they did have,
Listen, man.
Mm-hmm. He said, listen, man. A lot of freaky shit started in Japan.
Upskirt's cool, all right? Fuck you guys.
It's nah, cool. Hell no, bro.
It's cool when it's obviously like
produced.
When it's produced, when it's like a thing, when it's consensual. That shit is.
When A24 does it?
When A24 does it. Exactly.
Yo, A24, they just dropped a movie called Upskirt.
Yeah.
And that's all it is.
But maybe that's why it's banned now because the shit was never consensual. Because I'm sorry, I can't wrap my head around. You just following a bitch, and it's you just following her around walking, and you just well, you
just want to see under.
It's the panties. Well, is it the fact that she don't know that you following her around?
Liz Bell.
What, bitch?
I've destroyed my body to footage of Gianna Michaels walking around a pool.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Do you think
that's true
that the breadth of my freakery stops? Starts and stops at nudity.
Yo.
All right. Gianna Michaels.
Shout out to her, bro.
Alexis Texas. I could watch
goats.
I could watch Pinky fully clothed walking around a Walmart.
Bro, 06.
All right,
Pinky.
Hold on. This is my mistake.
Okay.
I have charted into unmarked territory. I just don't belong here. That was my issue. My bad, y'all. It's just, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
You gotta separate it though, bro. Because it's obvious. It's obvious when it's some freaky weirdo going. Like, I'm not, that's not for me.
The video shaky.
Yeah,
shit,
like that's not for me. You know what I'm saying? Gianna Michaels walking around a pool, sign me up.
Bro, I was about to be like, yo, but.
Sarah J doing anything, sign me up.
Yo, making a sandwich. Y'all bunch
of
fuck.
You guys are a bunch of fucking cowards.
Plucking
stop
her eyebrows.
It.
I don't care.
Your baby moms look like Sarah J. That's why you feel away. Lean into that. Yo, stand in that, bro.
Yo,
that's what you like. I like that.
Your baby moms look like Sarah J. That's why when you beat it, you like, fuck that bitch.
Yeah, it's
like,
exactly. I like that. That honker, give me that.
That honker is
what's
crazy.
Up, bro?
Yo.
I'm saying?
But yo, let's go. So, like you said.
Stop talking to me, bro.
No.
Stop talking to me. Give me some water or something.
I just want you to come. Not, hey, yo,
hold on.
Yo, 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 yo,
yo, yo, yo,
yo, hold on, daddy.
I was, come on, come on.
Hey, yo, come on, Joe.
Yo, Joe, you gotta chill out, yo.
I've come over to the side of knowledge, you know.
You gotta like, do the knowledge.
Yeah, guy.
I know the knowledge. Come I know on, who Gianna
you study 120,
is.
Guy?
I know who Sarah J is because y'all talk about her all the time.
You Google that?
Yeah, I know how she look. Y'all tweet about her. You tweet about her all the time.
100%.
Come on, bro.
That's so my dog.
All I say is a lot of Pinot starts with shorty like walking around the pool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like the
it's the angle. Yeah.
The angle under the cheeks. That's what is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's what does
Sorry,
it.
Sorry, guys. I guess yeah. I guess you learn something new every day.
I mean, listen, as a heterosexual woman, you know what I'm saying, that enjoys, you know, a girthy cock, you know, like what if there was a video of one that you liked that looked aesthetically pleasing to you? You know, this is hypothetical.
Him walking around in dirty New York City,
like
with his boxes on,
with an angle under though, so it looks crazy big and veiny and shit. You like, damn, that shit is. All right.
If I ever caught myself doing that, I would follow Christ. I would contact my cousin who's a nun and I tell her I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready to convert.
Lizbelle, Christ. Christ abandoned us long ago. It's
yeah,
it's just us.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that every time we walk into this. There's
a cold wind just moved through the room and shit. Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh shit, man.
Well, speaking of Pinot, a young lady, Gen Z, refused a job because they were asked to work on a Saturday. So my question to you, is that lazy or self-care? And I know you're thinking to yourself, what does that have to do with Pinot? You know, as if I was a Gen Z woman and I was like, I don't really want to work like that, bro. Like, I just take pictures of my feet and sell it. You know what I'm saying?
I thought you were going to say it's because Gen Z is the gooner generation.
Yeah, it is.
That's Gen what Z, I thought you were going to say.
You know what I'm saying? It also is that. It's parts of both. Shout out to man, you know what I'm saying? Lobbing that in for me.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know what I'm saying? I needed that. But it's. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? I would like to hear from y'all.
I mean,
you know
when
saying?
Did I
as
mean,
as a Gen millennial?
I mean, when did we? I'm sorry. Was it ever okay to ask me to do anything on a Saturday?
Right.
Yeah, right.
Like
yeah.
what? Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Absolutely refuse that job. Are you shitting me?
Yo.
The fuck?
Yo. Like, y'all don't want to work. Nah, see, I thought I was gonna be the angry nigga to be like, y'all don't want to work. Y'all forgot. I'm lazy.
Nah, that's something that people just they forgot. That we are not the generation that's proud of being burnt out. Like,
yes,
they, I feel like millennials realize that, but Gen Z is really on some, like, we're going into the workforce. And guess what? These are like,
yeah.
like, I'm not going to lie.
This is
you
what
interviewing
it is.
Me and you ask me, yo, are you able to work Sundays or Saturdays? Nah.
Fuck no, baby.
And yeah. to them, it's disrespectful. It's disrespectful when you don't clench and you don't give them your undying love and loyalty
yeah, yeah,
to a
yeah,
fucking
yeah.
To a job. To them, it's like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Over here, we're a family. You know, we do what
yeah.
we do what needs to be done.
We're a corporate family.
Dude, we just do what needs to be done.
Yeah, we're just
and sometimes
listen.
That means staying extra time
yeah.
for less pay, coming in on the weekends while we go and, you know, have a good time. That's just what happens when you enter the workforce.
Listen, yeah. Lizbelle Rainey, as our new recruits here at Victory Light Incorporated, I'd like to welcome you guys by giving you overtime. But you're only going to get half pay. It's not like city job overtime mm-hmm. where you get paid half. You get half pay, okay? Oh. But the good thing is that you can meet us at the bar after, and we'll give you one drink ticket each.
And there's free Taco Bell in the lounge.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, Jiminy Cricket, sign me up. All right.
Free Taco Bell in the lounge is nasty.
Yeah.
Yo, anything that's in the... If you work a corporate job and they say, yo, they got this in the lounge, it's by the time you get there, it's nasty.
Mm-hmm.
It's and guacamole's brown.
And you're not getting a bonus.
Yeah, yeah, nah, nah, yeah. nah, nah, nah. That's for the CEO. That's not for you.
Yeah, it's,
get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, nah. Asking me to work on a Saturday while you guys Wolf of Wall Street it and get $50,000 in sides? You remember that scene? That scene at the beginning, bro? He was tight.
Yeah.
Way, the money... The fucking financial consultant was like $50,000 in sides.
He was like, stop touching it.
And I'm like, yeah, like I'm not trying to work on Saturday while you get $50,000 oysters. I'm
fuck that.
Like yeah. I'm not trying. Nah, bro, no.
We were raised by a generation that literally worked their asses to death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two literal deaths.
Facts.
And for them to be the company, like, mascot of like, yo, this is our best worker. They've been here for all these years. They will do whatever you need. To them, it was a badge of honor. To them, it was like, this is what I'm proud of, because they put so much fucking mind and effort into their jobs. We saw that growing up, but it's just like, we know what's important.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, if your parents miss your graduation, you won't miss your children's, because you know how you felt when they fucking missed your graduation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like, I'm sorry that we're prioritizing our fucking lives and the people that we love.
That's the shit, you know what I'm saying? That I disagree with, because y'all two niggas is lazy, and y'all should be doing what I was doing when I was your age, which was mining coal in West Virginia. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's why my voice sounds like this, because I have my vocal cords have been damaged by fumes.
Yeah.
Mining coal in West Virginia and spraying motherfuckers in Harlem with a fire extinguisher.
Throwing niggas off a roof, allegedly. You know what I'm saying? But nah, bro, that's... I agree with y'all. I would not want to work on a fucking Saturday either, bro. Unless the bag is crazy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's not necessarily...
Unless the bag is crazy.
I feel like it's not necessarily about the weekend. It's about what works for you.
Yeah, and it's different for us because we're in entertainment. So it's like, I'm busting my ass, but I'm busting my ass on my own terms. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing what I want to do versus like... Like, yo,
do these reports.
Yo, come here and cut these TikToks that no one's going to watch. And yo, let's, by the way, that project that you had that was really fun. Yeah, we dead in that.
Yeah.
Fat Joe said we dead in it. Like,
you know, we hate fun.
I was up there at Amazon and I said, yo, turn this whole shit off. And then Jeff Bezos was like, wepa.
Yeah, he said,
come on, Joe. He don't even speak Spanish.
It's true. He said that. I remember he was with his bodyguard. His name was Mephistopheles. I thought that was weird.
Come on, son. Yo, he smoked Cubans. He's not Cuban. He's more Cuban is more Cuban than him. Come on, man. His name,
Jeff Bezos. I never seen him kiss anybody.
Yo, you in know his what's whole crazy? Life. I seen him at the tunnel in 98. It was him and Mace. And he was like, yo, can I get a little smooch?
Oh, my God.
And then
bro.
Out of nowhere, this Dominican cat came down and he was like, the digger that dumb medio raro. And I was like, you know what it is, baby.
Oh, my God. Holy fuck,
yo,
man.
Dog.
Nah, but I think that, bro, fuck that shit. Like, you don't got to do nothing. What is your bargain? Like, if you're applying for a job, because I've done that. I've applied for a job and they tell me, oh, I need you to work Sundays occasionally. And to me, bro, Sunday's a family day.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to be doing shit on Sunday.
Especially not selling Nissans.
I wasn't selling them, bro. I was fixing them, bro. That's the problem.
No, stop. Yo, it's fam. Not you sliding out from under a fucking Altima. Like, yo,
you need a new carburetor.
Yo, bro, it's gonna be like $7,500, champ.
Yeah. No. I worked at the fucking the motherfucker when you call and be like, bitch, my shit not working. Why the fuck is not working? That's who I was. I was on like, the opposite side of that line.
Oh, man.
You're talking like, to me about shit. What the fuck do I know about rotator cuffs, bitch? I don't even got a license. What are you talking to me about?
Yo, that's a,
let me transfer you over,
bro. Rotator cuff is crazy. That's not even a body part, nigga.
That's how you gotta know, bro. I don't give a fuck, and I don't know shit about cars. So it's like, I'm like, all right, hold on. Ah, man.
Yo, but that right, hold on is crazy.
But now?
Yo, what the fuck is a...
What the fuck is a transmission?
Can I say that?
Can I say that? It's crazy.
But one of mine would be that. It would be no more weekends. Like,
yeah.
But that's if I worked at like an office. This I would do any fucking day of the week
because
I love it, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But no, it's true. Like, I think. Wasn't that a thing? Weren't they talking about like, yo, shortening the work
week? Yeah, the 4-day work week. Yeah, yeah.
Hey.
My condition would be. I'll work any day as long as I have
Unlimited Baja Blast. That's all I need.
Yeah, he's back.
All right, yeah, that's right. You guys thought you'd seen the last of me. Meryl, what the fuck is this? You've got regular Mountain Dew in the fridge? I mean, after everything we've built?
Yeah, I know it's mid chip, but like, you know.
Don't make me call Sven and Falstaff over here.
This is Bjorgen. Does he have regular Mountain Dew?
Falstaff, take a look at this shit. This is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous. You must have Baja Blast and the new Tropical Honeydew.
Bro, we need... Bro, we need like a manga series. We need a slice of life. We need a Victory Life slice of life manga series where Myron, Agent Lizbell, fucking... Eric Adams as himself.
As himself.
We just beat the shit out of him.
YN Mike.
Yeah. All YN the Victory-like characters.
Yeah. All the Victory-like characters. Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
Kojima.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo. Kojima-san. Hi. Kudasai. Please, bro. Please.
You know what
put me in, coach.
You know what I'm saying?
I've been waiting, bro.
Let's get that. You know what I'm saying? Let's get that hood nerd money.
What's going on, daddy?
Hood nerd money.
You come here, we do an episode. You be like, yo, Kojima hit me up, bro. We about to do this manga. I be like, yo, come on, son. Like,
yo, come
this
on, son.
Come on, this nigga always saying some crazy shit, bro.
Yeah, now yo, you talking about the audience.
Come on, son. The audience, we got a live student talking in the chat, talking about this nigga lying. Yo, oh my man. God.
A victory light. A victory light.
For those of you who don't know, Hailey Bieber, Justin Bieber's wife, was just on the cover of Vogue.
Mm.
And he basically, which is really nice, obviously, he congratulated her by posting said shoot. And the caption basically was like, yo, you remember that time we got into a nasty argument and I said that you would never get on the Vogue cover because you just not that bitch.
Wildin'.
They definitely married, bro.
Yeah.
That's married behavior.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I read this shit and I'm like, damn, bro, is that the congratulations? Like, yo, you remember when I said you couldn't,
that's
but now you're shitting on me?
Nah, yeah.
That's kind of dope. So my question is, bro, because it's very rare that you see straight couples that love each other. I would say in the celebrity world, obviously in real life, I know many beautiful couples. But in the world of celebrities, it's like, yo, that world just feels so insane.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is this just what a fucking heterosexual relationship is like? These motherfuckers just hate each other. Have you ever been around a couple who you could tell they are each other's biggest fucking ops? Like,
bro,
they hate each other?
Bro. I ain't even gonna say any names because they're gonna hear this.
They still together?
They're still together.
Of course.
Bro, this dude will tell Shorty, like, it is the why, yo, I've never, because it's crazy because they laugh about it. That's what fucks me up. It's like they laugh about it and then they dap each other up and shit. But they be saying the wildest shit, bro, like in public. Like, I'll give you an example. Like, we had a restaurant, right? It's like 10 people, bro. It's like a birthday dinner. Mad people at this table, 10, 15, 20 people. They're going around taking orders. It's mad quiet because like niggas are in the party room. There's not like music going on. It's just conversation. Shorty orders. Shorty looks at the fucking menu and is like, yo, you know, can I have like da 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 da, whatever, whatever, whatever. They go to him and he's just like, yo, can I have da da da, whatever, whatever. Yo, you gonna eat all that shit? That's fucking crazy, bro.
Damn.
That's fucking crazy.
Oh my God.
Yo, you got money like that? Like, I'm like, yo, y'all are married, bro. Like, it's one wallet. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm talking about you got money like that. He's like, and he's like, yo, bitch, you wildin' right now. You better not order no drinks. I was like, bro, what are you, like, what the fuck? And then she's just like, shut the fuck up, you fat motherfucker. I'm like, yo, what are you, like, fam, everybody's like looking at y'all.
Mm-hmm.
The waitress was like, yo, is this satire?
Yeah.
Like, yo, I'm like, yo, fam, this is crazy work.
I know exactly who you're talking about, even though I've never met them.
Yeah, I feel like I
did too. Hassan, bleep this out. It's angry to her, man, isn't it?
That's exactly what I thought.
No.
That's exactly what
yo,
I thought.
You know
no,
what it is?
Not her?
Yo, no, it's not. It's funny because it, yo.
Okay, so I love, never mind. Hassan, you gotta bleep it.
Shout to Ingrid, but Ingrid, whoa, man, she be frying Carlos up, boy. She be like, man, yo, bro. This kid, I love him, bro, because he's so docile. He's a big dude, right?
Yeah.
But he's like a gentle, like, he's like, when you know when niggas talk about, like, the 100 man versus a gorilla?
Yeah.
And then they show the gorilla, and the gorilla's just like, eating like a little piece of grass. That's yeah. him. Oh, like just like mad gentle. Like yo, probably could tear you in half. But like he's like, I'm just sipping my cognac, bro. She be lighting him up on the regular. Like he'll be like, yo, I can't find my wallet. And she'll be like, yo, Tina. And she'll be like, yo, you fucking serious? Your wallet? You lost your fucking wallet. Like, with your license, your credit card, your key, all that shit. You don't have a fucking air tag in that shit?
Yeah.
Yo, Ingrid, come on, bro. Yo, that's it.
No. Ingrid, nothing.
Yeah. Yo, he's trying to get like macho with it. Be like, yo, Ingrid, yo, chill.
And chill for like, what?
And
chill for what?
You know, niggas shoot a jump and then hold the follow through. He'd be yo, chill.
Chill for what? What you gonna do?
No, cause he's so fucking stupid. He fucking loses everything.
I love
a good uptown Dominican accent, bro.
But I bet you don't forget the last time Steph Curry sunk a three right at the buzzer.
I don't even watch basketball like that. Why you putting me? I'm a Mets fan.
It's the uptown accent for me.
Yo, like, bro, Pete Alonso's cooking this year. You thought he was gonna be whack, but you thought Soto wasn't gonna do shit. That's what you say, cause you from the Bronx and shit, and you're not a Mets fan. I'm a Mets fan.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
The cognac,
the burp,
little hiccup. Like, yo,
the hiccup. Yeah.
Let me tell you something, Ingrid. You don't know shit about baseball.
Who the fuck you playing that?
Oh my god. That shit reminds me of like fucking King of Queens, bro.
Yeah.
Cause it's like, bro, like they love each other, bro. Yeah. Like they've been together for like a gazillion years, bro.
I mean, I feel like it's different when people just aggressively joke with each other. Yeah. And you could tell between the banter when they be like when they fuck with each other, but in a funny way. You know, there's a difference when motherfuckers is like, I hate this motherfucker.
Yeah.
And the things that I'm saying really sting.
Yeah.
I'll never forget one time I was with somebody, name can't be said. And she's like, yo, come with me over here real quick. And I'm like, I bet, say less. This is normal for us to, you know, get in a car, go. Yeah.
Run some errands.
Whatever. We pull up to a house that I remember vaguely. And she's like, yo, I'll be back. I gotta go handle something real fast. Just wait here. I'll be back down in like 20 minutes. An hour goes by. I call her and I'm like, yo, what's going on? She's like, yeah, I'm coming down right now. Her tone is completely different now. She come down the steps, face bloodshot red. She comes to the car. She gets in the car. I see somebody coming like right behind her and he sees me in the car. As soon as he sees me in the car, he like steps back. I guess he didn't know that I was with her. So we drive off, her face is bloodshot red. I'm like, yo, you good, bro? Like, what the fuck is going on? She's like, I'm good. She looks normal. Face is red, but she sounds normal. She get a phone call. Mind you, this is like 10 seconds after we drive away. She gets a phone call, she pick up. She said, I'm coming around the corner. If I see you outside, I'm gonna fuck you up.
Yo.
I said, I looked over, cause again, I don't know the energy. I look over and I'm like, yo.
What you got me? Yo, tu no me vas a involucrar.
What we doing, twin?
Yeah.
You gotta put me on when we on mission so I could know. Right. No, this motherfucker, and she starts circling the block and we don't see him. But that's probably the worst thing that I've seen because it was a dummy mission that I didn't know I was a part of, motherfucker.
You gotta, if you gonna involve me, you gotta hit me with like, you know the scene in The Town?
Oh,
when
yeah.
Ben Affleck's like, oh, we're gonna, hey, come with me. You can't ask no questions. We're gonna hurt some people. And fucking Jeremy Renner's
exactly.
Like, whose car are we gonna take? You gotta let me know shit like
exactly,
that.
Come on, bro. Don't just bring me into shit like that.
Yeah, dog. I guess, okay, so they don't gotta be famous, right? The couple?
Nah.
Oh, okay. Well, a couple that hated each other, that was their biggest ops. Probably Pac and Biggie.
Yo, that's crazy!
Sorry, my bad. I'm pardoning right now. I'm pardoning right now. My fault.
We going viral.
I don't know. I can't think off the top of my head. I can't think.
My ex-girlfriend was, that bitch was crazy, bro. Like, she was crazy. Like, I think I told the story before. Like, she cut my all my North Faces in half with a box cutter.
Nice. Oh, no. That's, yeah, that's fucked up.
Crazy.
She bro. Said,
I did that
nice.
To someone once.
Oh, my God.
This is crazy. Yo, shorty. I remember when icebergs was the shit? Like, the iceberg knits? Like, the knit shit. Like, the sweaters.
The Coogee sweaters?
Like...
too young, huh?
Iceberg. So listen, Google it. Iceberg knits was the shit. They used to have like Looney Tunes characters on them or whatever, but it was like Italian jeans. It was weird. I don't know. This shit just made it in Italy. Anyway, I had so many of them shits that I had boosted from like Saks and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Bro, that shit was like my pride and joy. Like all the shit that I boosted was like my pride and joy, bro. I had a dresser drawer that was just knits. Like three of them in a row. Bro, this bitch peed on all of them shits.
Oh my God.
Peed on them.
Wow.
And then just like didn't say nothing. You know what I'm saying? And I got home and I was just like, yo, da 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 da. And it's like, you know, like it's not knit wear time.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, yo, just living my life, bro. And I come in my room with,
Let me say it, please.
Yo.
You got three rooms.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
What the fuck is that smell?
Yeah, bro.
Then I opened up the fucking drawer with the knits in it. I was like, whoa, bro, that's just like a cat sprayed it. And I was like, bitch, you got to drink more water. And I was just like, yo. And Bart Simpson, his face was yellow, and it was a black and white sweater. I was like,
Oh, man, damn.
Bro, damn, this bitch, this is the worst part, because I used to cook for the crib.
You used to cook? Oh, okay.
Yeah, for everybody.
I thought you used to cook 2 for $5.
You know what I'm saying? But. The stove god. But this is even the jackets and the knits, all that. Yo, this bitch took the fucking... You know the big ass thing of oil that you get from like fucking Liberato that you cook with for like 6 months? Mm-hmm. Bro, this bitch took it, like unscrewed the cap like just enough and then leaned it on its side in a pantry. Mm. So the shit was just like slow leaking oil for like a week. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, yo, what the fuck? Yo, you're a demon, B.
Yeah, that's
like,
that's a sick bitch. You're right a satanic.
Yeah, I'm about to say, she pissing all over the place. She putting oil.
Sick.
She sound like a dirty whore.
Yeah, like that's not. Yo, like that's like a.
Nah, that's crazy.
That's like a spiritual issue. We gotta call.
Yeah.
We gotta call Fat Joe. We gotta call Fat Joe. Cause you remember, yo, my first exorcism right there. It was on 125th and Lex.
Yo, come on, son.
Call Mano. He was there.
Mano, wasn't he? Mano was locked up.
Call Mano. He was there. I swear to God.
He got a conditional release to go to that shit.
My first exorcism, it was me, Father Malachi, and it was the dude that wrote...
Come on, son.
It was the dude that wrote Exorcist.
Yo.
You remember Exorcist?
Yeah, with the... He was spinning with the head.
He was there, too.
Come on, son.
I'm lying, I'm flying.
So,
got in the room.
Yo, so call this nigga JetBlue. Because, yo, this nigga capping like a motherfucker right now. That shit is cook. Come on, daddy. Yeah. We over here to tell true stories.
Bro, she sound like she needed an exorcism, bro. Like,
yo, bro.
The fuck?
I got questions. Can you ask her, like, did she piss on the shirts or did she piss in something and then threw it on the shirts?
I would call her right now, but she'll be like, yo, bro, you serious? She's like a kindergarten teacher now.
No, we should investigate this shit. What the fuck?
We should definitely be investigating this shit, bro. Holy shit.
I show you a picture of this shirt, because people are like, yo, bro, what the fuck? Why would you even? And I was like, here's a picture.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
And the niggas was like, oh, all right.
Yeah. All right.
And also, you know what I'm saying, niggas? I was like 20. So it wasn't like, it was babies. Yeah, it was babies. You know what I'm saying? I'm just learning.
Tall bitch.
yeah, I was, bro. 6'2", you know what I'm saying? 180.
6'2", con esa manopla.
Yeah, con esa manopla and shit. Dunking and shit, bro. Yeah. No me involucro en esa vaina.
A victory light. A victory light.
Speaking of shitty people, I've had something on my mind recently. I think there's a rise in gambling addiction. And it's like getting closer and closer to home. Like the target audience is getting younger and younger.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of feel like you could tell with just the reactions and the emotional places that these people are in.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's somebody that I know who will remain nameless, right? For those of you who don't know, when my brother had his show at United Palace.
Sold out.
Sold out, absolutely. I bought about 10 tickets before it sold out because I knew that there was going to be some fans and some people who wanted to get tickets, probably financially couldn't, but they fuck with us the long way. They've been, you know, following us for a long time. So I was like, I'm going to cop a few tickets, give them away to some hardcore fans, and then I'm also just going to look to see who I can find from our group that probably can't afford tickets or whatever, you know, and give it to them so that they could be a part of this wonderful night for him. So I have a friend, somebody that I know who I knew could not financially purchase a ticket, so I bought one for him. And this was all coming, whenever I gave somebody a ticket, the ticket was also coming with $50 because for transportation, for a drink once you're at the show, you know, just so you can have something. You don't go out fucking broke. I call this person and I'm like, yo, I got something for you. Are you free this Sunday, this Saturday? I want to give you, you know, whatever, whatever. He's dumb hype. He accepts the ticket. I get a call. I get a text message 2 days before the show. And he's like, yo, I appreciate you. I love you. Thank you for the ticket. But I'm going to sell it. And I hope you don't feel no way about it.
Nah. He knew, listen.
Mind you.
Come on, man.
He knew he was gonna, that's why he texted you. He didn't call you.
Yeah.
Because he knew he was going to feel away. That's why.
Right. And then I get the text messages. I'm like, nah, there's no way. There's no way I got a stupid bitch in my text messages. I do this. There's no way. So I leave it alone. I like kind of forget about it for the second. I go on Twitter and I realize that the dude, he had already been offering to sell it before he even reached out to me. Before he even gave me the courtesy of like, yo, you know, because that's one thing. I would be like, yo, I get it. Times are hard. If you are financially fucked up and you can't make it somewhere, you call me, you let me know that. I'm not even going to be too mad at you, bro. I'll probably be a little bit offended because this show is special to me and it's about my brother and he's also your fucking friend.
Yeah.
But guess what? I'm an understanding person. But the way it went about and then the fact that it was just somebody so close to us, it's like I'm seeing some of the results of people who gamble in real time.
Yeah.
And it's showing in their personality traits. So I would love to know what's you guys' opinion on this.
Yo, you know me, man. Like I'm very like do whatever you want in moderation. You know what I'm saying? Like my whole shit is moderation. You know what I'm saying? Just a little toot sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just a little. You know what I mean? Just a little. Sometimes you gotta smooch the Mexican homies in the staircase.
That's it,
it's
bro.
A little bit. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dale con ganas, wey.
Yeah, that's. You know what I mean? Sometimes, sometimes it just be what it be.
It would it be. Yo, but my shit is like, I've been gambling a long ass time and I've never like gambled my shirt. You know what I'm saying? In the sense of like, yo, if I don't have, this is play money. Like,
it's a little extra.
Yeah, gambling is like play money. It's like going to the fucking arcade. You know what I'm saying? So like, if you think about it like that, then you are okay. If you're the type of motherfucker that's like, yo, like, okay, I'm down 500, but if I hit this one, I'm going to be up 500, and then I can use 250 to bet on this, and I'll be up 750, and I'll be up 750. I put this whole 750 in there, and I'll get 5,000. I'll be up 5,000. I'll be able to pay off my loan.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm seeing in a lot of people, bro. I'm seeing like this salivating kind of thing where it's just like, It kind of feels like heroin, bro.
Yo, but I tell niggas all the time, and like, yo, I got no moral compass. So I'm like, yo, I'm down to work. Yo, FanDuel, you niggas want to, you know what I'm saying? Holla.
Yeah. Listen, if you watch the movie Uncut Gems and you see someone you know in Adam Sandler's character, Howard Ratner, you should let them know that they have a problem.
Facts.
If you have a friend that goes, look, they don't think you're going to score 18 points in this game, it's ridiculous. But come on, this is how I win, all right? This is what I do, okay? We're going to put it all on the... We're going to bet the house on this, all right? Trust me, I know what I'm doing.
The motherfuckers say bet the house and they're being literal?
And they're dead ass.
You got a problem,
yeah, that's
bro.
A problem. But no, I do feel what you're saying, like as far as like this shit is a problem, especially... It's a rising issue, especially in young men, like... And they sneak it into kids' media. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they banned, what was it? Like, loot boxes and shit. Like, I remember, I think Star Wars Battlefront, like the remake of Battlefront,
is the first instance I remember of that shit being in video games, where it was such a fucking problem that they just banned loot boxes altogether. Like, they were like, yo, no more of this shit. Because it was essentially, it was gambling. It was a, like, you would pay for the, it's not like in Call of Duty where, like, you just kind of pay to win. Like, you just buy the deluxe, and then you buy the DLC, and then you get the best guns, and then you fry everybody, right? It's not like that. The loot boxes were like,
like blind bag.
It's like, yeah, it's like, oh, you can buy this for the chance to get the best gun or the chance to get the best armor or whatever. And kids was destroying their parents' credit doing this
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And it's like, and it's like, yo, you gotta keep, you gotta keep that shit away, like, from kids, because it's like,
yo,
I imagine your household look crazy.
Not even my kids, bro. My nephew one time, bro, I put this, and he's older. He's like a teenager. I put this thing in a fucking, like, a illegal chokehold.
You put him in a full Nelson, and then you swung his body
to the side. You know what I'm saying? Because, nigga, bro, this motherfucker went. This motherfucker. Yo, he fucking. Bro, he spent $500 on Madden cards.
No.
And I was like, bro, you are smoking dick, my boy. I was like, yo, you are going to work that cashier job until you pay all this money off, because you are wilding, bro. Because you don't be like, yo, can I go use your PlayStation? And yo, I'm like, yeah, go ahead, do your thing, bro. And I come back and I just hear, because I got the little alert on
you
my
got
phone.
The, you got the PlayStation app, so just.
It's like, whoop. Yep. I was like, yo. And then I come back, he's smiling, he's like, yo, I got platinum Barry Sanders. I was like,
motherfucker, I know,
bitch. Yeah. I hope you got platinum fucking platinum Amex, nigga, to pay me back.
Like, what?
Yo,
yeah. Oh, wait, he threw all that shit on your card?
Yes, bro, because I have the shit automatic. It's my
PlayStation. Right, it's on your account.
So I don't have, I forget every password in the world. So I'm like, and nobody uses shit except me. So I was like, I don't got to put a password on it. Boy, I was like, man.
Nah, that little crackhead energy is it's getting there,
crazy.
Bro. You ever seen a kid ask you for Robux? That it gives me that same energy.
Yeah,
it's real fucking bad, bro.
Yo, there be little kids, but they act like, yo, Titi, listen.
Please.
Yo, please. Yo, Titi, but I just want to go on the VIP and just to impress.
Yeah.
That's where they got the angel wings.
Yeah, nah.
The theme is angelic. I can't even get the angel wings without that. Man, come on. Yo, I only got 52 Robux. I can't do the obby.
Yeah, nah.
Yo, come on.
Nah, you really could see that shit in the younger generation and in my generation and the fucking. I can't tell in the older generation because I don't hang out with them as much, obviously. But them motherfuckers was the kings of OG gambling.
Yeah.
Yo,
but now it's just it's just the way that they promote and everything. I seen a stake. I think it was a stake ad. It was one of those gambling companies Drake had promoted, and it was like a camera following him around this beautiful fucking mansion, huge, gorgeous house, his awards all over the place, and then it zones in on him just in a corner, on his laptop placing bets. And I'm like, oh, this is the saddest fucking video I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You got the all saddest this thing whole in the world. Crib.
This whole house.
And, you like,
and this is why I feel like Drake is doing to the men, to the young boys, Drake is doing to young boys what Zeus is doing to young girls.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yo. I like that.
So, yo, damn. Damn, son.
Yeah, we
that's
need
a bar.
We need help. And we also need us to talk to them.
Yeah.
We can't become the stupid OGs that's like, oh, what the fuck y'all doing? No, you gotta literally lead the youth. You can't blame the youth for being stupid because who's raising them?
Right.
We gotta literally walk them through all this shit. So.
That's a fact, you see? And that's why I'm a present father and I play Dress to Impress with my daughter and I'm like, no, bitch, we're not playing extra Robux for VIP. Get creative.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I'm saying? Use what the fuck is in the regular store.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, what's the theme? Horror movie? Okay, so go in there and do Vitiligo, but do black and red. You know what I'm saying? So you look like demonic and
then,
shit.
And then do the striped sweater like Freddy.
Come on.
You don't even know who that is.
You already
but
know.
Still.
Grab the butcher knife, you know what I'm saying? Or grab the coffee cup that looks like a butcher knife, you know what I'm saying? Turn it upside down in your hand. And then when you come out, do this pose.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
The theme is poverty. My cousin be asking me for
poverty.
Shit. And he'd be like, yeah, but you know, we got money. And I'm like, bro, You are a child. You are poor. You are the poorest person on earth.
Fact.
Yeah. You literally have nothing. Your mother has money. We have money. You are poor.
Yeah.
Stop asking me for $25 for you to buy a fucking outfit on a game when your sneakers are cooked. Why we can't just go buy you sneakers?
Real sneakers. Because I walked into my son's room the other day and this nigga was building a tower in Fortnite with Godzilla wearing fucking Jordan Concords. The fucking ice blue Jordans. I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
Listen.
I was like, I don't even got these.
Listen, bro.
How does Godzilla have these?
he's just dunking on Charles Barkley.
It's crazy, bro.
Listen.
I'm like, yo, how the fuck? And then this thing's like, yo, chill. Yo. And then Ariana Grande comes out of nowhere and just hits him in the head with a pickaxe.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
Bro, I'm from the, listen, man. My kids growing up different because I'm from the era of my mom being able to afford the console. But not the memory card.
Oh.
So I'm from the era of
that's real pain.
Of beating video games in 3 days because I had to leave the console on the entire time.
That shit sound like a V8 engine, nigga, when you get to
that. Yeah. That shit sound like the fucking Batmobile in Matt Reeves' Batman.
I know, that electricity bill must have gone crazy.
A whole PS1 for 3 weeks straight.
That shit used to be steaming hot, bro. You walk past that shit and it's like, hold on.
I done
turned it off a few times by mistake.
Yeah, you turn the TV off, but not the console. And you just pray to God your mom doesn't notice. I'm from that era. I'm also from the era of my mom's making sure I beat the entire game before she bought me a new one.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she would make sure that I got her money's worth out the fucking game before she bought me a new one.
Yo, Dominican mom asking you if you fit. Tú terminaste Zelda.
Yeah. Oye, tú terminaste Zelda porque yo no te voy a comprar otra si tú no has terminado a Zelda, oíste.
Ah, termina Zelda, entonces yo te compro Contra.
Yeah. Now, my mom's made sure that my sister and I beat Resident Evil 4 co-op on the Wii before she bought us Wii Sports Resort. Okay?
Wii Sports Resort?
So,
niggas like, yo, but I want to windsurf.
Yeah. So that's the era I'm from. That's how my kids growing up. Fucking Godric is obsessed with Minecraft. Both my kids love Minecraft. And I will not buy Godric like any mine coins unless it's like his birthday or he's like doing super well in school or something like that, but I just won't, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just not gonna, it's not on some dad can I have this, yeah sure, nah, it's Minecraft, motherfucker. Mine some materials and craft some shit,
bro.
You know what I mean?
That's the whole point. My kids be playing that shit, bro, but they're like slightly old, I mean they're older than your kids, but
yeah,
they just build giant dicks.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah. They're like, yo, they just build huge dicks.
Oh, my God.
And they're like, and put a little door in the balls. And they're like, yo, and they call me and like, yo, dad, yo, come look. I'm like, what? They're like, yo, I live in a dick. I'm like, bro, you're 8.
Why are you doing this?
Jesus
Christ,
I gotta
man.
Check up on y'all. Listen.
Yeah, no, my kids are at the age where butts are hilarious, bro.
Oh.
Just anything with butts, any fart. Hassan would get along with them great. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
My type of humor.
Yeah, exactly. Butt humor, fart humor, bro. That's their shit.
I feel like boys never grow out of that. Like,
never.
You could talk to a 50-year-old man and he'll be like, you show him a picture of a toy cock. He's like, yeah, he'll start busting out laughing.
Come on. You ever go to the hibachi and they got the oil in the little guy when they pull the pants down and he pees the oil out?
Yeah.
Yo.
Peak humor.
Crackhead. Anyway, Victory Light's theme of the day is don't do shit that will turn you into a bad person. Anything that will lead you down a road to make you be bad or an evil fucking person or do dumb shit to the people around you is not a good thing. Obvious fucking lead. So if you see yourself on a route like that, Let's segue.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Because we love you.
Yeah.
Right?
We want you to do well. You know what I'm saying? When you started saying that shit, I thought you'd be like, yo, don't do shit that turns you into a gay person.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Like, whoa.
Because at the end of the day, it's not okay to smooch the homies, right? It's not very Christ-like.
It's not very Christ-like.
Oh, man.
It's Victory Light, bitch. Mm. You heard?
Love you guys. Bye.
A Victory Light. A Victory Light.